Hi, this is Mark, and you're listening to the Ballpark Hunter podcast. I am the regional correspondent for the website Stadium Journey, the industry's leader in sports stadium reviews. So, if there's a stadium you're thinking about traveling to this year, or you just want to go down that rabbit hole and check out all these different ballparks and see what they're like, check out stadiumjourney.com, type in the name of your favorite team or stadium, and voila, it will take you right there. And it's not just stadiums. We have great articles. We have links to our podcast, featured stories. And of course, we cover all the sports from the NFL to cricket. So check out stadiumjourney.com. My guest today is another minor league baseball guy like me. His name is John Southey. And he is the founder of Minor League Fan Club, which is a podcast, YouTube page, and everything else. And, we're going to talk a little bit about that podcast that you should be hearing right now on the beautiful computers of yours. So, John, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So,
Glad to be
John,
here.
I'm like you. I one day want to do a podcast to talk about baseball. How long did it take for you to finally get that done? And how's it going so far? Is it everything you wish, everything it was, and more?
I had to laugh while you said that, how long? Because that's the funniest part is, just like everybody else probably said, that I've ever watched a video about. I may had an idea and it took a year, 2 years. So I wanted to be able to provide value. That was my main goal. I didn't want to copy anybody else. I didn't want to just do something that was just simply entertainment, but I wanted it to be entertaining. But I also wanted a reason for somebody to have to tune in. And I had an aha moment because my podcast was born out of a TikTok series that I started called Coolest Minor League Baseball Stadium Amenities, where I would go to a stadium, record all the coolest things around the stadium, make a 2 minute video, and people commented on it. And I said, okay, that's pretty cool. But then on Twitter, there's a big minor league community. And every week during the spring and summer, people say, hey, I'm going to so and so city. What is there to do? What is there to eat? What do I need to see? What do I need to check out at the ballpark? And one day, I think I was just driving. I go, no way. It's been in front of me this whole time. I've been doing coolest minor league baseball stadium amenities, and people are asking these questions, and I've been answering them because of some of the insights that I know. It's right there. I could have done it a long time ago. So had the idea. My laptop, it's been giving me blue screen of death forever. So that was an excuse. Being a perfectionist was an excuse. I had my equipment that I'm talking to you on right now for over a year and a half. I practice on it, and I couldn't bring myself to call somebody because I wanted it to be perfect. So it took a long time, but once I got going and I've done interviews, the first two I was a little nervous, but then I reached into my bag of, I'm a social worker by day. I interview people all the time. I said, we do this all the time. You're nervous then. There's nothing different. You get prepared for, your counseling sessions. It's the same thing. Just do that. And then as I've done about 10 to 20 interviews now, and they're getting easier. They're not the easiest yet, but more comfortable.
Yeah, it just takes time. And I was like you as well. I said, okay, let me do an interview. Let me record it. Let me edit it. I was all worried about that, reaching out to folks, having the right microphone, having the right setup. Yeah, I think we all go through that. We all just sort of, doubt ourselves about doing a podcast. But, it was right in front of you. You were going to talk to people about the amenities, which, to be honest, that's a great thing to have out there in the podcast world because Sometimes we go to a stadium, we want to know about the food, we want to know about the merchandise, we want to know about the cool places to hang out at, and of course where to go after. Birmingham, Alabama, I don't know if you've ever been to a Barons game, but they got this great brewery across the street. And you just go to the game and you go there after, or you go there before, got some craft beers, and sometimes there's a lot of people there. And to me, that's all I really need, just a cool place to go to right across the street. So, who have you interviewed yet? Who should we be listening to? Who do you have coming up on the show?
Yeah, coming up, I have San Antonio Missions, the Chicago Dogs, Tri-City Dust Devils. I have the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, and who's the fifth one? Oh, please don't hate me. Oh, I can't think of it off the top of my head, but there is a fifth one.
If you think about it, let us know. We'll
Yeah,
pause.
for sure.
We'll pause. So, was it the Chicago Full podcast that you talked to, or was it somebody from the team?
I've talked to fans and a team staff member. Yep. So that's the kind of the premise of the podcast is I talk to a staff member, kind of give us the logistics first of the ballpark. Because the staff member, they know what's going on around the stadium for the most part, but they might not know the secrets of the ballpark. So that's why I talk to a fan. I talk to the fan to let us know where the best seats are actually to sit. What is the best food to eat while we're there? What do you do when you take the kids there? Do they have fun things? What time do you need to get to the stadium because there's a special promo that you saw and you're headed to that stadium? But then the fan also takes us around their city. So they tell us, cool places to eat, how long it takes them to usually get to the stadium, what kind of traffic we might hit. They tell us cool places to go after the game, before the game. I usually do road trips, so I like to stuff as many things as I can,
Nice,
and
me
usually
too.
about 8 to 12 hours. And I'll just fly around town, try to catch all the biggest, coolest things, murals. I'll try to catch the cool statues, cool art installations. Is there like a river walk I need to go to? Is there a cool building that needs to be visited? Museums. These are things that I ask them. And then I always make sure there's a family aspect to it because sometimes you bring your family and the kids are like, oh, come on, dad, I don't want to go to the game again. But if you go, this is how I do with my kid. Well, we can go to, this fun place because it's in that town. So, and then the third segment is just to talk about with a business or an event that occurs in the city or something like that, just so it's attached to the podcast. So if there's like, say, a restaurant I interview and they were like, hey, I heard that on John's podcast. I think I'm going to stop by because I just kind of want to support them.
Nice. Well, I can tell you if anybody is checking out a Chicago Dogs game, and that's in Rosemont, Illinois, 4 miles south is Gene and Jude's hot dog stand. It's one of the best hot dog places you're going to find in the area, and they don't serve the traditional Chicago dog. It's more of a you get your hot dogs with a bunch of like handmade cut fries on it, and that's how they serve it. They wrap it up into wax paper. Unbelievable. It is just so darn good. And I happen to
Yeah,
find that
that
by
sounds
accident.
delicious.
And voila, Gene and Jude's 4 miles south. A little bit better than the hot dogs you get at the ballpark. I hate to say
Yeah,
that, but.
and that's kind of like what I try to do because I find myself, and that's part of the reason for the podcast is to eliminate at least half of the research for people when they go visit, is I research the heck out of a city I'm going to go to, and I'll stumble upon a food place that it's just highly recommended. I get a hit or miss sometimes, but stuff like that you found for that hot dog place, I'm sure I would probably go and try it because that is something that I like to try. I do try to see what city has the best pizza, burgers, and hot dogs. Those are my kind of things, a steak or something like that, for sure.
Yeah, no, you're right. And you talked about Fort Wayne. I could tell you about a few places near there. Haven't been out to Tri-Cities yet, so couldn't tell you what that place is all about. But any surprises when you've done these interviews, where when you look back, you're like, wow, I didn't know that, or hey, that's an interesting tidbit.
Tri-Cities is one where you find these cool little places that you can go to. So the I can't remember what it is exactly, but one of the places where Oppenheimer was referenced, where the
Okay.
nuclear I don't even really know Oppenheimer's totally about nuclear bombs, I think, but that's where some of them were manufactured or whatever they did it occurred there, and you can do a tour there. I thought that was pretty cool. In my own town, San Antonio, I interviewed one of my pals, and he's talked about the newspaper did a top 100, I guess, or they graded 100 different breakfast tacos. I didn't even know
Okay.
that was a thing. So that was pretty cool. I was like, wow. Well, now I have a whole list of 100 tacos to try. But yeah, just little things like that exactly what I'm trying to find out, these little secrets of the town that we may not know about, that we should pay attention to, or at least know about.
Yeah, and I could tell from traveling to different ballparks for quite some time. There are little small towns that have ballparks that you visit. You're not going to be there. The only reason why you're there is because there's a stadium. And yes, you want to know what the heck to do. If I go to Huntington, Indiana, I want to know exactly why I'm at that ballpark. Like what is there to do in, I'm sorry, Huntingburg, not Huntington. Huntington is another ballpark up north of me, but Huntingburg is where they filmed a League of Their Own.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm there to see the ballpark. However, is there something to do around there? And then you may discover, hey, there's this great Amish restaurant to eat up in Jasper. Then somebody may tell you, hey, there's a local baseball team, semi-pro baseball team that plays there. Oh, and by the way, Scott Rolen is from Jasper, Hall of Famer. So you see how the ball gets rolling. So hopefully people pick all those fun little tidbits from your podcast. Sounds pretty exciting.
Yeah, for sure. That exactly like you say. So like just to add on a little bit more, like I went to Midland. What was something cool to go see there was George Bush's childhood home. Like I stopped by, took some pictures, stuff like that. I just find those little quirky things kind of cool when you're in town, because when else am I ever going to go to Midland again, even though I'm a couple hours away, but and do something like that.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, when you say Midland, I remember when I went up to Midland, Michigan to see the Great Lake Loons. And I've never been back. I said, yeah, I can see myself coming back here. Looks like a cool little town. That was 15 years ago. I don't see that happening because sometimes we just get to the ballpark once and that town once. So let's not go back home and say, wow, that was there. I could have ate at this puffy taco, or I could have had this famous smash burger that is world renowned only if you knew about it. So, hopefully, listen to your podcast, people figure that out, or, sometimes you have to do some research when you go to these towns. So yeah, sounds like a fun little podcast. And, finally you got the ball rolling. You got 5 episodes. Is this every week or is this
Yes, it's going to be weekly.
weekly?
I am still deciding on the date, so it could be updated, but at the moment I'm not sure. I have a lot of friends who have other podcasts, and they kind of hit every single day. So I
Yeah.
just I'm trying to be courteous as well, but I mean, there's only so many days in a week, so I'm just trying to figure out what's the best day to possibly coincide with some of my Twitter community friends who have podcasts.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's when I do my podcast, I always tell people you have a lot of great podcasts to listen to. I guess I don't pay attention to when they release theirs. Maybe I need to do on a day where I'm the new guy, but who knows? There's so many out there that I'm hoping they find time to listen to all of us. Yeesh. It's becoming a growing market. Which podcasts do you listen to the most, baseball wise?
I like to listen to Baseball by Design. I
Yeah.
learn a lot on Baseball by Design. I listen to Dad Hat Chronicles. I listen to Earn Fund Average.
Yes.
Oh gosh, I'm sorry. Forever I'm forgetting. I apologize. I'm just trying to think. But yeah, I mean, I don't listen to them every week because I only listen to them in my car. So I probably get backed up and then I'll listen to two of the same podcasts and then two of the same guy. And then I have to go all the way back and start at the rotation. Or if somebody came out with a cool episode that I think would be pretty cool, I'll just skip around, and go listen to that. And then, but I always try to finish everybody's and support everybody because I know that's important.
Yeah, no, I hear you there. Sometimes I was talking to Zach Beeson. He listens to the show, and he's been a guest on here a few times. He likes the short ones where, if he's commuting to work, he can just listen to it and get it done. Because sometimes, like the Indie Ball podcast, I like listening to them, but they talk so long that you just don't. I just don't have enough time to get things in, and but they have a lot of cool things to say about. The world of independent baseball that I would never even think about. And then you said Baseball by Design, Paul Caputo. There's times where I'm working out, I'm doing some yard work. I'll listen to him and some other people. And then sometimes I may listen to my podcast because I have a tendency not to do that. And I pick up some little tidbits. Like, if you listen to some of my early episodes, I don't let the guests talk. I cut in, I cut them off, and I'm like, oh man, why am I doing that? So I'm taking notes, taking
And it's
notes.
hard to, it is a learning, again, I being a social worker, I've developed some skill, but so I kind of did know prior to jumping in that, hey, you ask the questions, but you have to listen.
Yes.
And but even then, especially at the beginning episodes, I'm still thinking about my next question, so I kind of missed something. So I'll probably do the same thing as you. I have to go back and listen to what I may have missed because I was ready for the next question or preparing myself in my mind for the next question while trying to stay focused while listening to them as well.
Yeah, and sometimes it just depends on the guest. You may have a guest that just you make a connection with, or they're a very good orator, or they just talk and talk and talk. And I think I had a gentleman from the Traverse City Pit Spitters on last a few weeks ago, and he's like, "Oh, well, pardon me for talking too much." I'm like, "No, go for it. Don't stop. You can talk for the next 10 minutes. I'll just sit back and relax." I like
And
that.
that, and the only thing I do try to keep in mind because I try to keep, the podcast to a certain time, but then you get some good stories and then
No.
you're at the same time, I'm thinking, can I edit it? But I don't want to edit it out because it's valuable. So, I guess if people are like me, I finish an episode. So I drive to work. And when I plug in my phone, it starts playing automatically. And
Okay.
then when I come home, plug it in, starts playing again. So every day, that's what happens. If I don't finish the episode to and from, it'll be there in the morning until I finish the episode. So
Okay.
I figure there's other people like me that possibly do that. I know. There's, people who want the short, there's people who don't mind the long. So I guess I'll just have to deal with who I get
Yeah.
and those are who I continue to cater to.
Yeah, and you've only had five people on so far. There's times when you get a guest on and the conversation is a little bit forced. That's happened to me a few times. I had one gentleman who came on. I wasn't a big fan of the show. I was disappointed, but then it was just a local fan talking about baseball in New England, and we just focused on that, and that got a lot of hits. That a lot of people listened to that show. So I don't know what it was about that episode that I hated, that I thought was so I thought it was disappointing. I'm like, as soon as we started the show, and I feel bad if he's listening, I'm like, oh, this is going to go bad. But that was on me for just, assuming that. And it was early on in my podcasting career. I'm a little more of a seasoned vet now. So, my
Yeah.
thing is, you bring anybody on, and unless they're a total, just total mean.
Yeah.
He was fine. I guess at the time I was looking to bring in people to talk about their baseball teams and, what they do. And this was just a normal fan. And now I kind of like that. I like just talking to normal fans about traveling to ballparks and eating hot dogs at the ballpark and, taking your kids to the ballparks or bark at the park, things like that. So yes,
Absolutely.
I learned a lot, and that's the thing I like about doing the podcast. You do grow up, and hopefully you get a little bit more seasoned, and you develop these strengths, and more people start listening to you, and we become rich, and we make money off our podcast.
Hey, that would
That
be great.
would be
But
great,
yeah, that's what
yes.
I tell my son the same thing is because I also, I study social media because, it would be nice to possibly make a few dollars in the future. But I tell my son because he always talks about wanting to be a YouTuber, and I said, it's not your decision to determine what the people like. You just put it out there, and when the people watch it, they determine what they like. And then you just keep putting out stuff. So that's kind of what I kind of try to remember that. Like I just keep putting it out. Certain people are going to like certain things. Certain people are going to like the other part. They might not even listen to the whole thing. They might skip to just the middle. I don't know, but that's the thing. But then, I also look at the algorithm. Are they doing now? Are they skipping to the middle only? And maybe I need to shorten the other two halves or whatever. Do they even listen to the ending, before this we started recording, that's what I talked about with you is that I had a hard time trying to get businesses to want to respond. I don't want to cut that part out because I think
No.
it's important because that's I enjoy going to visit specific businesses because I like supporting small business or events in the city. I kind of appreciate those kind of things. So if I can get people on who want to promote themselves in a small way, then I would love to do that. But like we said, it's kind of hard to get in contact with people and have them respond. And I put it right there. I just need to talk to you 10 minutes compared to what I tell the other interviews. I say about 30 minutes. That's what the scheduler says. 30-minute interview. I don't even say that. Their interview is 10 and I still can't get them
Wow.
sometimes. So it makes me a little nervous going forward, but I think I'll just keep digging and maybe I'll just have to be a little bit more aggressive and call somebody. So, or if somebody hears this episode and has a tip, I appreciate you letting me know what that little tip might be to get a cold call to somebody and to come on an episode for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, it is a little bit shocking. You think somebody could at least respond and say, "Hey, I'm not interested." I've had the misfortune of reaching out to baseball clubs that have not either responded to me, or they have responded and they have said, "Yeah, we'll come on. This sounds like fun." And then you set them a sketch, you set them like some dates and some times, and then it's radio silence. And you're just like, okay, let me send you another email. Maybe it got overlooked. We're human. I do it all the time. Nothing. And then you're thinking, okay, do I send him another one? Am I going to look thirsty? Am I going to look desperate? And then you just got to make that decision. Like, okay, screw it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to send, three messages to somebody to appear on my podcast. If you're interested, you would have done it already. When I was in high school, I'd ask a girl out three times and she said no, but I didn't know better back then. I know a little
Yeah.
bit better now. But
Actually, that's that number three. I had a coworker tell me when we call families, they're like, I give them three calls. They don't pick up on the third, then it's up to them to come back to us. So yeah, that three, but still it is kind of like, do I go again? Did they see my message and they just ignored it? Or because I've done the DM. And then I say, just in case it goes to like the request folder, I'm sending you this email, and this is what it looks like, and this is what I'm looking for, just in case. But then I'm like, they're like, holy cow, is this guy, you know, no, but that's all, you know, can I get a no? That's fine.
Yeah, I've never got a no. Nobody ever said, no, I'm not interested. They either don't respond or they send me some weird email like, well, what's this going to be about? Do I have to appear in studio? Are you local? There's a team that an independent team that I'm currently playing email tag with, and I'm about to just drop them, and I'm not going to say who they are. You know, it's like, well, can you tell me a little bit about your podcast? So I told them what the questions I'm going to ask. Well, you didn't answer my question. Is this local? Are we going to be in a studio? Do we need to, you going to come to interview us here at the ballpark? And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's a podcast. I said, okay. Well, finally it's like, okay, this sounds great. Let's work out some times. And I haven't heard back. And it's at the point where I'm just going to move on. And it's too bad because I go to this ballpark quite a bit every summer, and I'll probably be back there this summer as well. So we'll just have to deal with it. And, you know, yeah. It happens. I just say yes or no. That's all. I'm a guy. I don't get hints. Just say yes or no. You know, it's just like you and me and you. There was a mix up the other day about appearing on the show. We worked it out, and here we are talking, you know.
Yep.
There was another guy about a year and a half ago. I totally missed that I had a podcast with him. And I said, I apologize. I feel bad. Let's set up another time. I think he was done with me. So it's like, screw you. I gave you my undivided attention to appear on your show. So, Yeah, I wish I was in a professional studio with, you know, sound barriers and high-tech microphones worth thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
It's just me doing a podcast. So anyway, best of luck.
I enjoy it. Best thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's been fun. It's so far. We'll see what happens once they begin airing. I enjoy everything about it. So far, it's everything I've imagined it was going to be. I don't see myself. I burned myself out about a decade ago trying to make a baseball-inspired clothing line because I wanted to make a living off of it.
Yes.
Right now, of course, I'm doing this for fun. I love talking about minor league baseball, minor league level baseball. And it's just a passion of mine to travel to the ballpark. So I said, I'm going to do it anyways. I'm going to do the research anyways. So I can't get burned out talking to people because I have to do it anyway. So I figure I'm going to go ahead and just enjoy it this time around instead of trying to force myself to make a living or something off of it. It's just going to be fun. And that's exactly how I started a minor league fan club in the first place. I said, it's not going to be what caught looking was. It's just going to be, it's going to always be fun. If money comes in, that's great.
Yeah. Yep. That's how I have to look at it.
Because it's side hustles are fun. If people want to support, that's awesome. I always appreciate it. I'm always so grateful and thankful. I let everybody know. I go above and beyond when I share my gratefulness. I send extra gifts because that's how much I really appreciate when people, you know, spend their hard-earned money on something I thought was creative. And, you know, and I really never charge people more than how much it is. But maybe one day, yeah, there will be something that I can do. And I can do this full time, travel and do some side things.
Yeah.
Where minor league level baseball is just my life. That would be great.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. I'm trying to figure that out. I'm a school teacher, so my summers are off. And
yep.
I spend a lot of time traveling and making plans. And then I bump into people that just blow me away with their plans. You know, like they already know where they're going. In April, May, June, July, August, they have it all set up. And I don't know how they do it. I you know, I'm married, so I can't just be on the road for a month. There was a time I was able to do that a little bit younger. So yeah, you were also behind Caught Looking, which I like that logo a lot. And I
Yes,
know
thank
I
you.
think we talked about that. We might have talked about that over a year ago. How do you still have a lot of Caught Looking caps laying around, or have you sold them all off?
I almost probably sold them all off.
Nice.
I might have about five left, if
Wow.
that.
Yeah, that was
I
always a
do
nice
have
logo.
yes, thank you. I came up with it. I mean, of course it gets a little mixed up with Chattanooga Lookouts, but
Yeah.
it was an idea. That's just one of my passions, being creative. I'm not a graphic designer by any means, I'm not an artist, but I have these great ideas in my mind, and I always have to have somebody else bring them to life. But yeah, that was a fun time in my life, that I learned a lot. Again, like I said, I tried to make a living from it, but I wish it could have been more. I saw the growth, but then, there's people that came after me. Baseballism does kind of what I was trying to do, and there's a couple of other ones that I've seen after that came after Caught Looking. But I always wonder what would have happened if I just kept going. But
Yeah.
I like
Well,
where I am now.
yeah. Well, when you said came after you, did they come after you competition? Did they come after you for logo infringement?
No. I mean, came after me. Like, Caught Looking began in like 2009. Baseballism, I think, started 2012 or something like that.
Okay, yeah, I see. Yeah, that's the thing. Some people go on from one thing to another, you know. It's like, okay, I did that. I want to do something else. You know, that's just like me. One day I may not want to do a podcast anymore. And, you know, if you ever listen to this podcast, sometimes I debate that question, but I'm on a nice little roll now. So I get in these little funks and then you pick yourself back up. So since, you know, you and I are both minor league baseball guys, you have been to quite a bit of minor league ballparks. What are some of your favorites and what are ones that you definitely recommend people to visit?
Some of my favorites would be Frisco,
That's what
is
everybody
in my
says.
top five. El Paso
Okay.
is in my top five now. That's probably the most major league looking stadium that I've ever seen. Oh, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I do you edit this? I'm sorry. I think my computer's about to die. I don't know
Yeah, no,
why.
I added things, yeah.
Okay, give me just a moment. I'm
No
sorry. Let me
problem.
get the
Now, a word from our sponsor. Do you like a good
I'm nervous.
cigarette?
I apologize.
One
Oh
that
my
tastes
gosh.
really good? One that you can smoke anywhere you want? Then get a Winston. Winston cigarettes have the flavor you want, and now they come in menthol. Who wouldn't want a nice menthol cigarette after a baseball game? Out on the porch, walking your dog. A Winston cigarette tastes good, like a good cigarette should. Winston, Ashford by name, now in menthol. And remember, doctors say it's okay to smoke cigarettes. Stop listening to that liberal propaganda. All right.
All
Yeah,
right, I apologize.
no,
That's
no, no,
embarrassing.
that's
Holy
okay. One
cow.
time I was interviewing Anna from the Baseball Bucketheads bucket list,
Yes.
and I didn't have my battery charged and my computer was dying and I had to run upstairs to get it. So I said, hold on for 1 second. And then I threw in some old 1969 cigarette commercial. And
That's
I did that as a
great.
joke. So that's
Yeah,
kind of
that's a
like my
good one.
thing. Whenever there's like a commercial break, I throw in some like retro commercial or because like some of these cigarette commercials, if you ever look them up in the late 60s, early 70s, I mean, wow, that's a society we used to live in where they used to sing and pretty people would smoke
Yeah, right.
cigarettes and famous people would
Yeah,
tell you,
that's
this
not
is a real cigarette. It has a filter. Okay. All right. All right. So you're talking about Frisco, El Paso. Those are some of your favorites. Anything outside of Texas? It feels like you're a little biased here
Yes.
today.
Yes. Let's see the other ones that I've been to. Let me look at my map here. Wichita was really nice.
Oh yeah, I did see your video on
I really
Wichita.
enjoyed that one. And
Round Rock, you've been to?
yeah, Round Rock is nice. It's a really nice modern one. I don't have anything bad to say about it. They have great amenities. They have great seating. They like their home run porch is awesome. They
That
have
is a nice porch, yes.
Adirondack seats underneath the home run porch, which are my favorite seat. No, not, I'm sorry, not Adirondack seats, rocking chairs, which are awesome. I mean, I've been to Jacksonville. Jacksonville has the Adirondack chairs in the
Yes.
center field. That's awesome. There's just a lot of great places, I guess. I guess I could keep going on, but
No,
those
that's
are
fine. I
some of
mean,
my
yeah,
favorite.
I mean, if those are some of your favorites, I mean, I've been to Round Rock twice. I've had a great time there. I think it's a little pricey. I'm a little shocked about the parking. When I was there, it was like $15. And I was like, dang, that's a lot. And but it's a cool ballpark. They have the pool, they have this bar area with an RV batting cage. That home run porch is very nice. They have a great selection of beer, craft beer. They have a really amazing large vast gift shop. They have amazing food. So, you know, they do a great job. I mean, it's, you know, like I may have to put it in one of my favorites. It's just such a nice little place. The neighborhood's okay. It's sort of like in a suburban area, but it was a fun time. I haven't been to Wichita Frisco. That is the one ballpark that I'd like to get to one day. Everybody tells me how great it is. Everyone I talk to says it's their favorite minor league ballpark. Also, I meet a lot of people that say Wichita, not Wichita, Fort Wayne is their favorite minor league ballpark, which I've been there several times. But there's no lazy river, so I have to see this lazy river. I have to
Well, the
have.
Lazy River, it's so what I like about Frisco is it looks like a city park. That's what it
Okay.
reminds me of. So if you once you get to the outfield, they have trees. I don't know if they're live oak or what, but you walk through the trees in a little rocky pathway. It looks like you're walking in a park, and then you walk past the Lazy River, then you keep going, and then there's like a bar area where you can play cornhole, and it's like you're at home. And then you
Yeah.
walk where the food is, and it's kind of like it feels like you're in, I assume, what Kentucky looks like, where horse races. That's what it reminds me of, and
Okay.
it's just a really cool ballpark for sure.
Yeah, no, I does look like it, you know, when you I look at the outside and you look at the interior, it looks, you know, it doesn't look like your normal baseball park. So that's quite nice. And so you cover a lot of the minor league and independents. Do you do any of the summer collegiate, college? I mean, you live in an area where you're not too far away from some great college ballparks as well.
I mean, I have not yet, but yes, I will want to do those because I think people of the podcast also visit those kind of stadiums.
Oh,
And
yeah.
of course, they're not going to have the same amenities, but that's kind of what I want to highlight. I want to highlight what is there to do and see what kind of things are you doing to attract the fans to come, because that's the fun part of minor league level baseball is all the fun. I just love the fun that goes into putting on the whole show.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. I never was a big fan of college baseball stadiums, especially where I live, because they're not that spectacular. You know, they're just kind of ball fields. But, you know, where I live in Indianapolis, Purdue has a nice field. Bloomington, Miami, Ohio State has a beautiful baseball stadium. So it started making me think, you know, what, why am I shunning the college ballparks? You know, these are great. UIC in Chicago, you get a view of downtown Chicago skyline. I mean, it's the best view in Chicago. Wrigley Field doesn't have that view. Comiskey Park doesn't have it. The Chicago Dogs don't have it. Kane County, you know, it's right here. Obviously, Chicago Dogs don't have it, so far away. But it's yeah, I start saying, stop being a ballpark snob. Go to all the ballparks. Go to the little ones, the amateurs, the small summer collegiate ones. I was in Seguin a couple years ago at their stadium to see oh, what the heck is the name of their team?
River
The
Monsters.
River Monsters. Yeah. And they had their hot dogs were great. They were serving Big Red beer. I'm sorry, Big Red Pop. They had this, they had Cheetos, hot Cheetos with nacho cheese poured on it. I don't know if that's a thing in Texas, but
That is very much a thing.
oh, that is a thing. Okay. I thought that
Yes.
might have been something they did.
Yeah,
I was
that's
like,
very
heck,
much a thing.
okay. I said, hey, let me jump in on this, you know? And I had a blast, small town baseball. And it was just fun watching kids chase foul balls over and over again. And, you know, they had a band come out and play the seventh inning stretch. You know, just these little oddities. So it was a lot of fun. I'm glad I wasn't being the snob that I used to
Very
be.
cool.
So perfect, perfect. So, anything you're looking forward to in the future with your podcast? Any team you're trying to get on that you want, or you
Yeah,
know.
I would love, just some of the local ones that I've always loved. We've mentioned Frisco and Round Rock, Binghamton,
Yeah.
where I'm from. I can't wait to interview people from Binghamton, Scranton, all the affiliates of the Yankees because I'm a Yankees fan. There is Charleston. That's a huge one for me because that's the first minor league team I ever saw as a child because I grew
Okay.
up for a small time in Charleston. So yeah, there's a good handful that I'm dying to already do. And of course some of the my Twitter friends that I have, I'd love to get them on
Yeah.
and do some of theirs as well because I think that'll be fun because they know a lot and I've visited some of them, so
Okay,
it'd be a
yeah.
great time.
So you said you're from Binghamton, New York? Is that what I heard?
That's what I do say because that's where I did most of my middle school, high school, and undergrad.
Okay. Yeah. See, yeah, my mom was from Wilkes-Barre, so just an hour
Oh, okay. Yeah.
down the interstate. I went to Binghamton a few years ago, and they were still the Mets, and I thought their ballpark was so-so, nothing spectacular. It, you know, it was built in an era right before ballparks became sort of fancy. But
Yeah, what, 1992, I believe,
92
and
or
they're starting to,
93, yeah.
yeah. So they're adding. I know they've been adding more because they have the new owner. So they've added a couple of new parts, and they added a few things this past off season. I don't know what they are, but
Yeah.
yeah, it's going to be as best as it can be there because I don't think they're going to tear it down
No.
or move somewhere else. So yeah.
Yeah, and I think when I arrived there, I wanted to get a speedy from the Lupo,
Oh, yeah.
and I could it was closed. I got there.
Oh,
I arrived there a little late. Now, fortunately, I decided to spend the night, and I went to one of the original locations in Endicott, I believe,
yes.
and it was
Lupo's is my favorite.
awesome. I'm like, oh, these are everything I ever dreamed about. And the Kroger in Indianapolis used to sell the speedy sauce
Oh, wow.
in a bottle. Now I make it myself when I do make it. I think it's better that way, but you know, it was nice having that in a bottle that you can just pour and add a little garlic and lemon. But those things are amazing. Those should be served at more ballparks than
I
just in
agree.
Binghamton.
Yes, I absolutely agree. But yeah, those are one of my favorites. I actually just had one a couple weeks ago, and I always have to have the bag of
Oh.
fries. So greasy bag of fries with buffalo sauce on my speedy. That's how I
Okay.
have
Okay. All right. So if I come down to San Antonio, what's the best barbecue spot or the best place to get a taco or Tex-Mex food?
Oh, wow. So best place to get a
Or
taco.
you recommend, maybe not the best, but hey, this is where the locals go and they're not going to rip you off like they do in Austin.
Oh,
That place is getting
San
expensive.
Antonio. Oh,
Ooh,
gosh.
good Lord,
Yeah, it's not even
Austin.
close.
$60 to feed two people of tacos? Get out of here. Okay, go
Yikes.
ahead.
Yeah, that is a bit much. Believe it or not, there is a place just down the street from my house. It's just this little corner Mexican restaurant called Cholula's. And they home make their tortillas.
Nice.
And they're just, that's, you have to have homemade ones. Anybody who pulls the ones out of the package, they're no bueno. All right. And then I always get, my favorite is a bacon and egg. I never knew what this was growing up in New York. But when I first moved here, people were like, hey, you want a breakfast taco? And I'm just thinking, egg. I don't know what it is, but bacon and egg, potato and egg are my favorite, chorizo and egg.
Nice.
And yeah, you can get all that for, of course, the prices are going up a little bit, but you can get six of those for probably $8 now.
Oh, that's nothing.
No, and then they make their own salsa. So they have a red and a green, and you pour that on there. Delicious. Tex-Mex, oh boy. I couldn't even tell you. That's more of my wife's thing.
Okay. Okay. Well, you told me the tacos, so.
And what was the third one? What'd
Oh,
you
a
ask me?
barbecue. Looking for a place to
Barbecue.
barbecue.
That's funny you even asked, because I was thinking somebody asked that on Reddit and I was reading through it. And there's the some common places, I won't say common, but there's Pinkerton's, 2M. But there's one again down the street from my house that nobody ever talks about, and I think they make some great ribs, and it's Barbecue Station.
Okay.
And that place is pretty good. It's just this little place on side of road, and it's unassuming, and you go in there and it's delicious.
Nice. Yeah. I know, growing up in New Jersey, being in Indiana, everybody says, "Oh, we got Texas style barbecue," but if you don't go to Texas, it's kind of not the same thing. And I've had barbecue in Austin, I've had it in Kansas City and Memphis. I've been spoiled. I've been spoiled. So,
I actually got to try the Kansas City one last fall, so that was good.
Okay. Yeah,
At
Kansas City's a
Arthur Bryant's was great.
Okay, yeah. I'd say I went to Kansas City Joe's or whatever in Kansas City, Kansas Joe's. But depends who you talk to, Oh, don't go there. Go to LQ. Don't go there. Go to this place, and it's like I don't think you're gonna have bad barbecue in Kansas City, Missouri, or Kansas City, Kansas, or in Texas. I think a lot of places do a great job. So nice. All right. Well, we're looking forward to checking out your podcast, checking up some more videos on YouTube when you get that going. And where can people find you?
So you can find me pretty much anywhere. Twitter is MILB Fan Club. Instagram, same thing. On TikTok, it is Minor League Fan Club, all spelled out, but everywhere else it is MILB Fan Club.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming on the show today. I appreciate the time.
Yes, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Thanks for
Yeah,
letting me talk about Minor League
this was
Fan
a
Club.
good time, and we look forward to checking things out. And if you have not subscribed to Minor or followed Minor League Fan Club, follow him on Twitter, check him out on when his podcasts come on. Make sure you give him a nice comment on Apple, because it's like a nice little sense of pride. I look to see how many people comment on me. I know Paul Caputo said a nice thing about me, but
That's very nice.
I need more Paul Caputos to say nice things about me on Apple. Not just my mother-in-law, my wife. It looks pretty sad. It's like, oh, who voted for you in the class elections? My mom. So anyway. All right. Well,
Thank
perfect.
you.
Thanks for coming on. Best of luck with the podcast, and hopefully you find a restaurateur that comes on and wants to
Yes.
talk about their business.
I hope so. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. That was John Southey of the Minor League Fan Club. Check out his podcast. He also has a YouTube page. He doesn't have a quite a lot of videos yet, but he's got some nice ones, so check them out. And I'm sure he's going to be posting a few more as the season progresses. So I like his little slant on the whole baseball aspect. Let's talk to a fan, let's talk to somebody from the team, and let's talk to a restaurant, where to go after the game. Sometimes there's a lot of great choices in the towns you visit. Some are near the ballpark, some are a little bit away. Other times there may not be that many great choices. So any kind of help we can get. So if you're a restaurateur in Fort Wayne, let me see, what did he say? Tri-Cities, Washington, El Paso, Frisco, Wichita, and hold on. I think those are his favorite ballparks. Never mind. Hold on. Chicago, Tri-Cities, Fort Wayne, San Antonio. Those are his favorite places. So those are the videos, podcasts that he has interviews with. So if you're somebody who has a restaurant there, check him out. And if you're listening, John, Fort Wayne has Fort Wayne Coney Island, which has been open for over 100 years. They have Powers Burgers, which make these onion burgers, like the Oklahoma style onion burgers, but they're sliders. That's like really close to the ballpark. It's almost in the same parking lot. And there's also some great breweries in Fort Wayne that you can check out, and hopefully somebody responds to you. You know, give you 10 minutes of your time, of their time, and hopefully that promotes people to come to their place. You know, Fort Wayne Coney Island is my go-to when I'm up there. I love their hot dogs. I would even say they're probably better than some of the ones I've had in Detroit. That's how good they are. And then you sit in these like 1912, 1917 stalls, and then you can enter through the kitchen like in Goodfellas. It's just such an awesome place. You can check out my video of Fort Wayne Coney Island on YouTube. So anyway, that was a fun interview with John. I wish him the best, and hopefully we'll hear from him soon. So I want to thank everybody for listening to the Ballpark Hunter podcast. Baseball season, major league style, and minor league style is just around the corner. We have what, less than a week, just a few days in some cases. So yeah, it's time to celebrate. Hopefully the weather is nice in your neck of the woods. Here in Indiana, it just depends. Could be 70, 60 degrees one day and 30 degrees the next, or the next hour. Anyway, so check me out, stadiumjourney.com, the industry's leader in sports travel. You can also check me out on Twitter. Check me out on Instagram and on YouTube. And that's all at ballparkhunter. I'm sorry. That's all at Ballpark Hunter. Should not have had that second Jack and Coke. Anyway, we'll take care, and we will see you soon. Happy hunting.